Welcome to Politics Explained by an Idiot. My name is Millen, the idiot himself, and if I can learn politics at a high level, so can you. Alright, first of all, I'd like to apologize for my 1 month absence. It's been quite busy with college and everything, but rest assured I'm back and I'm ready to make more episodes. So let's talk about this episode, which is about China. So China has been a country we have almost heard everywhere we go. Go to Walmart, Dollar Tree, Kroger, or any shopping store that sells relatively cheap clothes and home necessities. From clothes to plates to furniture and pillows, you'll more likely than not see a message that says made in China. On the news, you probably hear about the trade war between the United States and China, how China is planning to assert dominance over East Asia, and the rise of nationalism in the country. In this episode, I will talk about why the United States seems to always talk about China and how the tensions between the two countries are rising. So, the People's Republic of China was established in 1949 when Mao Zedong as its primary leader. Now, let me reiterate something that I talked about in the episode about Palestine. Recognition. Remember, for a state to be considered a state and have sovereignty over itself in a given territory, a huge part of that is recognition by other states, specifically the United States. The United States initially did not see mainland China as a state. In fact, if the United States wanted to have any communication with China back then, they would have to communicate with Taiwan and see them as a representative for the People's Republic of China. Pretty crazy, isn't it? It wasn't until 1979 that US President Jimmy Carter granted China full diplomatic recognition, while acknowledging mainland China's One China principle and severing normal ties with Taiwan. Now, the roles have been reversed. Since 1979, the US hasn't really recognized Taiwan as a state and now communicates with mainland China for all their business. So, if you're the President of the United States and the leaders of Taiwan call you for any diplomatic reason, you better not pick up the phone as President, because then the whole world will see you as recognizing Taiwan as a state, which is what the US would not want to do. In the year 2000, former President Bill Clinton signed the US-China Relations Act of 2000 in October, granting Beijing permanent normal trade relations with China and paving the way for China to join the World Trade Organization in 2001. Between 1980 and 2004, US-China trade rose from $5 billion to $231 billion. In 2006, China surpassed Mexico as the United States' second biggest trade partner after Canada. Now, because of this, the economies of China and the United States became so intertwined that in 2008, China surpassed Japan to be the largest holder of US debt, which became a threat to the global economy. At the start of the new decade, the US trade deficit, which means importing more than exporting, with China rose from $273.1 billion in 2010 to an all-time high of $295.5 billion in 2011. The increase accounts for three-quarters of the growth in the United States trade deficit for 2011. So their economic ties are clear, but what about their complicated social history? Well, remember that phone example I gave? That's exactly what President Trump did under his administration by speaking on the telephone with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen. Alright, now let's talk about some international relations theory. Let's talk about something called a hegemon. A hegemon has complete dominant power in the international system. Currently, the hegemon is the United States. When talking about hegemons, it's important to talk about the power transition theory. The power transition theory is where conflict is greatest when the ascending and descending power pass between each other, which is a possible transition between the US and China today. Relating to another theory called the hegemonic stability theory, it's a theory in which, because the world is in a constant state of anarchy, it must always have a hegemon with dominant power for stability in the international arena. This basically means that in the international system, there is no international police. There is no one person or country that you could call to solve international matters. So it's important to have a hegemon with dominant power for stability. So will the hegemon be China in the future? Only time can tell. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. Obviously, this scratches just the tips of the United States and China's relations, and there's so much to add on to, but I hope this is a good start. As always, have a memorable day.